Today's sermon is America, a Blessed Nation. Open thou our eyes, O Lord, that we may behold the wondrous things out of your word, for Christ's sake. Amen. America, a blessed nation. I was coming back from Florida yesterday, and for the first time, I flew with Allegiant Airline. Never heard about Allegiant Airline. But my son booked the flight. But when we were coming back, the flight attendants, everybody there was black. And one of them had this, you know, braided hair, one guy. And you could, you know, you look at him like, you know, this person with braided hair, very dark, with, you know, more maybe yellowish braided hair. But just before the flight started, this guy got up and enthused everyone and said, "Are you all happy? I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to rejoice." I mean, the way he captured the attention of everyone. And at a point, he asked us to sing. You will not believe it. And then he would be saying stuff, and he would be asking everyone to be responding. And people were responding. Oh, my goodness. And then he said, "I hope you all are not going to put it in Facebook and all that." Somebody said, "Already sent, but for good." Everybody was so joyful in that place. He engaged people so much so that I was saying, why is it that we don't have this kind of thing happening everywhere in this country? And then he said something. "Do you remember that tomorrow is July 4th? American independence. Are you all happy about that?" They say, "Yay." And he was like, "Uh-oh. Did you all say yeah? Do it like you mean it." And everybody say, "Yes." And he said, "That's what I'm talking about." And so today, are you happy that today is July 4th? Amen. And we're going to see how happy you are in a second. Just wait. So, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Wow, you're happy for real. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, nod your head. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray.
Hooray.
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, say hooray.
Hooray.
If you're happy and you know it, do all four. Hooray. If you're happy and you know it, do all four. Hooray. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, do all four. Hooray! Amen. Yeah, you need to clap for yourself. You are really happy. You know, I wanted to take you by surprise. But you won. Because I couldn't take you by surprise. That shows that you are truly happy. So you are happy and you are really a blessed nation. I'm not an expert in history. I, you know, I you know, a past history, but you know, I'm not a history person. But I know that the Puritans and the rest of the people formed this great nation called America. And one of the reasons was to give freedom of religion, freedom of worship of God, freedom to all people. That's why this country was formed or put together under freedom, under God's foundation. So America was built on God's foundation. And you, nobody should be surprised that America is a great, awesome, blessed nation. And I'll give you some reasons. One of them is the song that we're going to do right now. It's in our hymn, but we're going to do just one verse of it. And I am mindful of time, too, but please go to the hymn, what?
564.
564. We're going to do one verse. And when you're doing it, please look at the wordings and see how awesome this country is. 564. Crowned thy good with brotherhood, God shed his grace on you, America. And if that is the truth, which we know is the truth, America, of all nations, stands out. If you haven't realized this, I wouldn't feel that I'm insulting you by saying, can you try and visit other nations of the world? If not other nations, can you try and visit other developing countries and underdeveloped countries of the world? Do you know that America is one of the top 10 countries of the world? Do you know that America dominates in military and economic powers of the world? Do you realize that? America was able to quieten terrorism after 9/11. I'm telling you that what happened in America in September 11, I remember I was in the classroom. I remember exactly when it happened. In fact, we were looking at it as it was happening when the second tower was coming down. Do you know that it's only America that could handle this kind of mess? But America has done well in it. Do you know also that the GDP of America is one of the best in the whole world? America has, when I talk about GDP, gross domestic product means the dollar amount of all the goods and services produced in a nation in a given period of time. For a period of 1 year, the GDP, gross domestic product of America, was $21.43 trillion. Do you know that America has, for the 2020 census, has 5.6 million people in this country. And do you know also that GDP per capita, what do I mean by GDP? Gross domestic product, remember, the dollar amount of all the goods and services produced. So when we talk about GDP per capita, we are talking about GDP divided by the population. Do you know what America's GDP per capita is? It's 68,309 dollars. What does that mean? It means that an average American makes 68,000 a year. Do you know how much China is making? Do you know how much Mexico is making? Do you know how much India is making? I'll tell you in a minute. For China, it's 10,261. For India, it's $2,099 a year, an average person. For Mexico, it's 9,946. For US, it is 68,339, an average person. For Nigeria, do you know what? Do you know that it's less than 1,000? An average person makes our GDP per capita. That's the great nation you have found yourself, and you should be joyful. And the unemployment rate is 6.1. Do you know the unemployment rate for Nigeria is 33.something%. For Americans, the average life expectancy, meaning an average person lives up to, do you know for America, is 78.54 years. In Nigeria, it's about 40-something years. And every person wants to be in the U.S., I'm telling you, every single person wants to be there. It's a country of plenty and beauty. I went to Miami Beach. That's where my son lives. Jesus, have mercy. I was little. Oh, my goodness. It was so beautiful that every soul that called me, I put, you know, WhatsApp video for them to see the environment. I've been in the U.S. for 25 years. That was the most beautiful place I have seen. I mean, the house is just overlooking the beach. I'm just looking at the beach. The backyard, boats everywhere. I mean, high-ranking buildings. In fact, the building that fell is not far from his house. I was so impressed because I didn't know where he lived. I just wanted to know so that in case anything happens. But I was so impressed, I was like, why would people not be happy in this country? Why are we just going like God did us wrong? Frowning and unhappy and just mean and just with bad attitude in a land that flows with milk and the honey. Why are we depressed for crying out loud? But you go to Africa, the kids do not have underwears, no pants, no shoes, no clothing. They are just playing and no food. So what's going on? We're going to talk about what's going on maybe next Sunday or the other Sunday. Therefore now, can we enjoy what we have? Can we be joyful that God brought us in the best place? I don't want to talk about roads. I don't want to talk about hospitals. You know, I lost one of my colleagues, one professor, you know, in my country. Accident. Do you think that people have accident and then you start calling 911? No. I mean, people will be running around, crying. not knowing what to do. Eventually, after a long time, they called an ambulance. They took him to the hospital. He died, and he was going to walk, and he had the accident. But here in the U.S., you just call 911. Oh, just press a button if you fall. Just press a button. They will know where you are. It doesn't happen in other countries. So why are we not joyful? Why are we not excited? Not even joyful, just happy. But every time, everybody is like, you can't even say good morning to anybody. You see anybody, you pass your, because you're unhappy. What is good in the morning? Everything is good in the morning for you all here. Everything. Do you know that America is able to feed its population? Do you know how many pounds of food we trash in this country? Do you have an idea? You want me to tell you? I could tell you, but can you go ahead and Google it? What I found out, 81.4 billion pounds of food every year. We trash in this country. I'm not talking about eating the ones that we trash. So what's up? I mean, what's going on? Why? Do you know that God brought you here for a purpose of all the other nations? Why is it that you were not born in Africa? Why? Why is it that you were not born in one of those villages? Why? But you're here. You have light, you have AC, you have everything. I mean, just everything. Uber, you know, I called Uber, you know, Uber picked me up and all that. You don't even know how blessed you are. I hope you do. And I want you to know that you are a blessed person. Your family is blessed. Your nation is blessed. You have freedom. How would you express how thankful you are? Begin now to express. I'm going to read a passage, Jeremiah 30, 6 to 8, and it says, ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale in the U.S.? Why are we all just like, you look at somebody, you just eye the person, you are so not sure of yourself, you are so insecure. In a place you should be secured, in a place you should be happy, just anything you want to eat, my son would be like, I mean, last night we just came, I was so tired, I want to eat plantain, fried plantain, and potato and egg. Yeah, can you just eat? No, that's what I want to eat. And I left everything and I did it for him. Will you go to Nigeria and say, I want to eat fried plantain and egg? They will say you are crazy and stupid. Because you won't find it. You won't eat it. You eat, if you find food, you are thankful. So why are men putting on their hands on their loins like they are pregnant? No, you are not pregnant. Why are your faces pale and unhappy? It shouldn't. So today, what we are learning is that we are blessed. I am blessed to be here. And that's the reason I go home to do mission, to give the little that God has given to me, to express my joy. Even though I didn't want to come to this country earlier, but God brought me here for a purpose, and I am thankful. Let's all be thankful that we are here. Let's all appreciate the Lord. Let's all surrender to the God who made us higher, better than our peers. Let's be joyful. Let's be thankful. Amen.